in the limelight. Researchers say sharks eat grazing animals that feed on aquatic plants like seagrass, which helps maintain water clarity, stores carbon dioxide, and houses fish and other organisms that can keep seas healthy. We now present you an article written by Howard Cohen. The piece is titled "Study Finds Sharks Can Help Marine Ecosystems Survive Effects of Climate Change." The article has been taken from the BangorDailyNews.com website. Please stay with us for more of Howard Cohen's article. When a major hurricane, extreme heat or other climate threat devastates an ocean's lifeblood, its recovery could be aided by the presence of sharks. Sharks as oceanic medics. That's the idea behind a study on sharks and their role in the ocean. The study, led by researchers at Florida International University, FIU, was published in the Journal of Animal Ecology. The Florida International University scientists said, "Decimate sharks and you've made oceans less resilient to extreme climate events." Researchers at the University of Washington and Deakin University in Victoria, Australia, also contributed to the new research study. The study was conducted from May 2013 through to August of 2014 and funded through a combination of National Science Foundation Rapid Response Grant and fellowship awards and public donations. The team included lead author Rob Nowicki, a research affiliate at Sarasota Moat Marine Laboratory. He was joined by co-author Mike Heithouse, a marine ecologist and dean of Florida International University's College of Arts, Sciences and Education, and Florida International University seagrass expert James Forkeran. The team found that predators like some sharks, including tiger sharks in this study, are critical for maintaining stability and biodiversity in the world's oceans. The study found sharks are important in helping ecosystems recover when devastation hits from hurricanes or marine heat waves. The researchers say sharks eat grazing animals that feed on aquatic plants like seagrass, which helps maintain water clarity, stores carbon dioxide, and houses fish and other organisms that can keep the seas healthy. To reach its conclusion, the team conducted a 16-month study in Shark Bay, Australia, an area populated by tiger sharks and dugongs, a cousin of the Florida manatee. Dugongs are strictly marine animals, whereas manatees can thrive in freshwater areas. The study said grazing animals, including turtles and dugongs, eat seagrass. Sharks eat the grazers. Grazers fear the sharks, so when sharks are around, the grazers often avoid the area. While the grazers are away, the aquatic plants have time to grow and recover. When an extreme climate event strikes, the ecosystem must deal with a whole new set of variables that require time to recover. Shark Bay was selected because a historic heat wave had decimated much of the bay's seagrass canopy in 2011. Researchers found recovery was slow, but was aided by the seasonal presence of sharks. The grazers feed on shallow seagrass meadows, but swim to deeper waters until sharks leave in winter. But the 2011 heat wave destroyed much of the shallow seagrass canopy, and the dugongs munched much of what was left. Researchers wanted to know what would happen if the sharks didn't return during the summer months and the dugongs had free rein to eat up the grass. In April and May 2013, the team placed 30 experimental plots 2 to 3 meters deep in 2 seagrass banks in Shark Bay. Florida International University reported by using previous calculations of how many dugongs were around and how much they ate, researchers were able to mimic the way dugongs feed on the seagrass in the summer months and what it would be like if there was no sharks around. Florida International University said in a news release, their experiment left the area with no recovery time, meaning if the dugongs grazed year-round, they'd end up inadvertently destroying the critically important seagrass canopy. The research shows that when top predators are gone, not only does the structure of the ecosystem break down, but it's also all but impossible for the ecosystem to stage a comeback. The lead author of the new research, Nowicki, said in a statement, "One of the reasons we did this study is because we think it's important to be thinking about how everything is linked, and sometimes those linkages are surprising." He added, "But they show climate resilience is not something that happens on its own. It happens in conjunction with species conservation." Co-author of the report, Heithouse, added, "Every ecosystem on the planet depends on a delicate balance of relationships. The findings fulfill one of the study's goals to keep the links linked, meaning conserving predators and prey." Nowicki said, "Ultimately, to rein in climatic extremes that are becoming more common and intense, we know we need to cut carbon dioxide emissions and carbon production, but that's going to take time," adding, "It's almost like we're on a leaky boat with a hole. We need to fix the boat at some point, but in the meantime, we can grab a bucket and get the water out. That's kind of what we're doing here. We're making the case that protecting predator species and keeping these species' relationships can actually lead to resilience to these events. It can buy us time, and we need as much time as we can get."